There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Maria Botros is with us. Before we look at the story that you're looking at today, how's your holiday?
Well, I'm still drooling from what Natalie was talking about, raclette stands, yum. mine was not half as exciting.
You got away. I know you went somewhere.
Yeah, I went to Ras El Khaimah.
There you go.
I just went with some friends. We played some sports, stayed there for 3 days, and then got back. So,
what kind of sports did you play? I'm interested.
Well,
yeah.
Just soccer and Danny. I meant football.
Football, yeah.
We played football.
Great. But yeah. Soccer? What is that?
It's the wrong crowd for me to say something like that.
Always play to the audience. That's a trick somebody told us ages ago. But it was a good weekend, was it? Was it relaxing?
It was.
You
it
look
was
relaxed.
Relaxing.
All right then. Yeah. Well, look, that's part of the room. I did nothing.
No, what did you do? Yeah.
Nothing. No, no.
Don't leave us
hanging.
I'm
just thinking. Well, no, I'm listening to you thinking. No, I did do. I went to see Wonder at the cinema. It's like a family trip to the cinema. It's just about this little boy who has been, I don't know how many operations he's been through, but it's a fantastic film. Really good. Very kind of tear-jerking.
But in a
good way. No, I'm not very good at crying, to be honest with you. I'm far too macho, as you can imagine. But
clearly.
I wish. No, not at all. So that's the holiday. Good to hear that everybody's had a good time.
If you've done something more interesting, text in 4001 messaging up. Let us know what you did with the long weekend.
I think Geneva trumps it, I have to say. That's very impressive.
It was nice.
The Montreux, though, is going to come up later in the music scoop, and there is a reason. It's interesting that you mentioned that, but that's going to come. Maria Botros is here, not to talk about holidays or anything, but to talk about a story that she's following to date for the ARN News Centre. This is the Rise Annual Salary Report 2017. 1 in 4 women in the UAE are nannies. There's a stat I hadn't thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
Data released aims to help mothers and nannies make better hiring decisions in order to create a safer environment for children and to secure a safer future for maids across the country. So tell us a bit more about the report first. Well, those are kind of the key headlines, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But some of the findings, Marie.
Well, you know, the findings were quite interesting because, believe it or not, 95% of children here in the UAE are under the care of a nanny. That's a big deal. And as a parent, especially a working one, you want to make sure that your child is taken care of properly while you're at work, especially mothers. 80% of working mothers, according to this report, want an experienced nanny. This leads into another critical finding in this report, which is that children spend an average of 55 hours per week with the nanny. So for most mothers, it's critical that the nanny is experienced and is responsible in order for them to trust them with their children. I got the opportunity to speak to the CEO of Rise, Padmini Gupta, who's also the co-founder of Milind, and she explained why they compiled the report and how these findings affect a big chunk of our society.
One of the reasons that we wanted the report is because we want people more transparency and data on this very important market, because it actually affects 1 in 4 women that are nannies and then all of the mothers that also have them in their families. So it actually affects a large part of our society. The key findings in the report, the average salary is 1,830 dirhams per month. 40% of UAE maids earn over 2,000 dirhams or more.
So Maria, imagine, you know, this stat saying 55 hours per week. If I was wanting someone to employ someone to spend that kind of time with my children, I guess you would want to say, maybe can I get an experienced nanny, someone with specialist skills? Maybe they can speak certain languages. Maybe they can cook certain things. Are people being paid more for these skills that they possess?
Yes, the answer would be absolutely. You know, we have around, 1 in 4 women was the stat. That's around 750,000 maids across the country. And surely each and every one of them is different from the other. And about 43% of them carry some form of debt, whether in the UAE or back home. Also, what I'm about to say applies to the nannies from the Philippines. These nannies need to work around 18 years to save so that they can retire. So most of the nannies that come from the Philippines need to work around 18 years to be able to retire. So in order to do so, whether pay off debt or save enough money to retire, many of these nannies work on acquiring new skills or enhancing ones they may already have to be able to earn more money. When I spoke to Padmini, she actually listed certain skills employers look for in a nanny and the amount of money they get extra per month for each skill.
So as far as skills, so what increases a salary? So live out maids earn 400 dirhams more. And that's sort of not necessarily a skill. It's an attribute. You can decide whether to live in or live out. First aid nurse training earns about, on average, about 250 dirhams per month more. New families, that is families with younger children, pay a premium of an average of 200 dirhams per month more. Caring for pets earns around 185 dirhams per average more. A single family child versus a two family child. The ability to cook, so that earns about 125 dirhams more. And experience with a newborn or a toddler, that earns 125 dirhams on average more.
Okay, so skills you can see start to add up there and they add up financially. I just can't get across the 55 hours a week thing. I kind of thought before this, I wonder how interesting this is going to be, but it's full of stats that have kind of taken me back a little bit. Mm-hmm. So around about 750,000 nannies across the UAE, one in four women in this country, 95% of children under a nanny's care. Final question, I suppose, for now, Maria, at least, some of the concerns that we should be addressing, or at least should be thinking about, from the side of the nanny who is employed, as well as from the employer.
Great. So this is an important question because we often focus on the employer's concerns and the employer's satisfaction, and we often neglect the safety and security of nannies. So I'll start with that.
Right.
Going back to some of the stats I mentioned earlier, 43% of the maids in the country carry some sort of debt, either locally or back home. We also found out that maids from the Philippines need to work 18 years on average in order to save and be able to retire. Unfortunately, this report has revealed that only 1% of nannies have a retirement account. So that means 99% of them are not able to save so that they can retire at some point of their lives. In the past, little attention has been given to secure a good future for these nannies, and this is what Rise, the company, will be working on. Now, looking at the concerns from the employer's side, during my chat with Padmini, she mentioned that maids should undergo some sort of a psychometric assessment should they wish to take on a role of a caregiver.
Less than 15% of nannies have any training, and that's in child care. So that is very critical. And there is no psychometric assessment method used in order to bring in a nanny into your home. But we have the first psychometric assessment for child caregivers here. That's 55% of the mothers that we surveyed said that they were concerned about their nanny's ability to provide child discipline. 65% were concerned about child development. 75% of them said they were concerned about child nutrition as a skill for nannies. And 94% said they were concerned about child safety.
So the psychometric assessment Padmini mentioned is purely about the nanny's personality. It's more personality-based rather than skills-based. Looks at crucial characteristics a nanny should possess, meaning it will look at the traits a nanny needs. She needs to be nurturing, have empathy, take the initiative, be playful, patient, and so on. Things you don't really acquire, but are innate personality traits, basically.
You'd hope they gave for people wanting to become parents that kind of psychometric test as well.
Tell you what, you might have hit on something there, NLT. But I mean, it's something that, you know, if you are thinking about, if you do have children, you're thinking about a nanny or about to have children, you're thinking, well, I'm working, so I need somebody to look after the kids. It would be a bonus, wouldn't it? I still can't go over that 55 hours a week.
Yes.
Children spending that much time with nannies. What are the parents doing?
I know, Anthony's texted and said really shocking statistics there. I mean, 55 hours, that's their only waking hours, really, essentially, the only time they're awake.
It really is. I suppose, to be fair, lots of people working really hard, but that's I didn't expect that at all. Rise Annual Salary Report 2017, revealing that one in four women in the UAE are nannies. Lots of other stats from that. We'll come back to that story later. For now, Maria Botros from the ARN News Centre. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys too. Thank you
for coming in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.